This is HDN.
Love. Exciting and
new. It's Wednesday.
Yes, it is.
Okay, that's all I'm saying.
That's it.
You want to?
All
more?
You're bringing to the table?
Well, I'm trying to mix it up a bit.
Usually
I say, hey, it's Wednesday, okay. October the 8th, and we're in the Beaver Bank Bunker. It's the Halifax Daily News. There's Lisa. I'm Jamie. Over there is Dexter, and there's Finnegan.
But you're not going to do that today.
No.
You're just going to mix it up a bit.
I'm just going to, yeah.
I well imagine they are still trying to recover down Bishop's Landing, the waterfront, historic properties, that general vicinity.
Trying to recover?
Yeah. We had 5 cruise ships in port yesterday. 5. 9,200 people exploring the city until 6 o'clock last evening. That was one of the largest cruise ship days ever for the part of... Yeah.
What is it about this time of year? You'd think that during the summer it would be warmer. Is it the fall colors?
I think so. Yeah. This is...
be proud of your fall colors.
Prime time.
Next time I hear you cursing when you're raking and mowing lawns, just think these fall colors are bringing in the tourists.
Yeah. This week alone, something like 17,000 cruise ship passengers will be landing just this week alone. So this is the big one, folks, for cruise ships. So if you're downtown and you see somebody with a map, give them a smile and a wave and welcome them to Halifax.
We should set up shop down by the cruise ships because I know a lot of podcast listeners are coming to Halifax because of this show. They'd probably like to know where the Beaver Bank Bunker is.
Should we offer tours of the Beaver Bank Bunker?
No, we cannot. Well, we'd have to blindfold people. We don't want you to know exactly where we are, but we could come out and meet the ships. Why don't you write us? Tell us when you're coming into town, if you are on one of those ships.
There we go.
We'll drop by. We'll hold up a sign. Yeah, because our listeners are special.
Oh, they're special, all right.
we'll treat you how you deserve to be treated.
Just as special as the hosts are.
We'll be there with Constable Donnie Jenkins, and we'll incarcerate you almost immediately upon hitting our soil.
God, I can't believe this is coming up on Thanksgiving weekend. And Engage Nova Scotia has something interesting that they are proposing. They're calling on Nova Scotians to make this Thanksgiving the most welcoming, community-oriented Thanksgiving in our history. Not that we haven't been doing that for the last 400 years or so.
And yeah, that's kind of what our Thanksgiving is all about. No pilgrims involved in this whole thing. Like we're trying to give thanks, and we thank the community, and we thank for the harvest. I don't think you need to improve on our Thanksgiving.
Well, you go to engagenovascotia.ca. That's their website, and you can sign up to be a host. Engage Nova Scotia is going to pair up hosts with guests based on location, family size, or whatever.
Where do these guests come from?
Well, they're newcomers to the community.
I like this idea a lot.
Isn't that great?
This isn't a new idea. This is kind of what we used to do back in the old days of Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I remember that movie, Why Shoot the Teacher, where he was a new teacher in a small prairie town. And of course, Thanksgiving comes around and everybody's inviting him over because he's alone. And that's when you invite people into your home.
Yeah. And I mean, what better way, especially if you're a newcomer from a foreign country.
Yeah. I mean, I love this idea.
To be introduced.
Not in my home, of course, but but I think if everybody else does this, well, it's just because of the secret location of the Beaver Bank Bunker.
Right,
we don't want that revealed.
Well, and the fact that normally we go someplace else for Thanksgiving dinner, and I just cannot imagine landing on my mother's doorstep with
this. Could be good. We could land on your mother's doorstep and then have the guests come to our house.
Oh, good. Okay. What are they going
to
eat?
Whatever's in the fridge. which brings me to a completely unrelated topic, and I don't know when to put our turkey in.
What do you mean?
This is a tough one. Well, I tried to steal Thanksgiving when I first became a part of this family.
Yes.
And that was kind of a disaster. So it's become, you never take a holiday tradition away from a family member.
No.
And your mom has traditionally cooked the turkey and done all of that.
Right.
And I tried to take it away, and now your mom has it back. But I love leftovers.
Yes.
I love turkey. And I know your mom listens to the podcast. No, I'm not asking you to wrap up a goodie bag for us to take home. That's not the point. The point is...
We're just assuming that we're getting an invite to Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, we better be. She took that damn holiday back. But one of my favorite things about a turkey is raiding the carcass. That just sounds so wrong, but it sounds like something Indiana Jones would do. But
PETA is coming after you.
Yeah. Oh, opening up the fridge the next day and just those last remnants of dressing inside the body cavity and just taking little pieces off and eating it that way. That is That is a wonderful, special thing.
Vegetarians and vegans, you're welcome to fast forward 15 seconds through this podcast.
Well, I drool. But that's a big part.
Yeah.
And when you go to somebody's house, as wonderful as that dinner is, and the conversation mm-hmm. and the wine and the, you know, the whole bit, it's wonderful. Then you say, okay, goodbye. And you go to sleep. You crash because of all of the
tryptophan
in the turkey. You wake up the next morning or in the middle of the night and you go, oh, I could really use like a little sandwich of some of that turkey. And you realize you don't have anything.
Yeah.
You go down, it's like your hot dog wieners and the stuff that you had in the fridge before this thing. It's the leftovers. So what we have done is we've bought a turkey that we're going to make at some time during the holiday so that we will have turkey here as well.
And if you've not tried one of those pre-stuffed turkeys, I highly recommend it because, I mean...
They're easy. You put them in frozen, you set the alarm, and you walk away.
They're perfect for busy families, busy people who wake up on a Sunday morning and go, damn, it'd be nice to have a turkey today.
Oh, wait. For all of you vegans that fast-forwarded, you're going to have fast-forward another couple of minutes.
Give us another 15 seconds. Okay. Because you don't thaw it ahead of time. You don't have to think about it ahead of time. It's just one of those, the idea pops into your head. You go, hey, let's pop that frozen turkey into the oven and we'll have turkey dinner tonight. Absolutely. Let's do it.
Word of warning, though. Mm-hmm. If your husband comes from a house where the tradition is this wonderful dressing that you make the same day.
Right.
And he goes out and buys all the ingredients for this dressing. Mm-hmm. And he's going to make Thanksgiving dinner for your family for the first time.
Right.
And he wakes up early in the morning and he puts all this dressing together and he cooks and he gets it there. Not the best time to have gone out and for the first time ever purchased one of the pre-stuffed turkeys.
Good point. Yeah. Pisses them off big time.
Well, yeah. Because you cook it from frozen and then that takes longer to cook it from frozen than cooking it from
fresh or whatever.
Or fresh, yeah. So when you try to stuff the turkey and you realize that it is a frozen iceberg in your freezer and it's going to take twice as long to cook and you have family coming over in a few hours and they're going to just stand there and stare at you and ask why the turkey isn't done for about 3 or 4 hours after supper time.
Start looking at your upper thighs.
Yeah,
so coming full circle, if you are interested in hosting a newcomer.
Oh, wait. Hi, vegetarians.
We're welcome back.
Yeah.
If you're thinking about that or interested, engagenovascotia.ca. You can register to be a host or a guest and they'll match you up and then you're on your way. So Nova Scotia Power has gotten back to us on the recommendations that were made after post-tropical storm Arthur. There were some 32 recommendations in total. They have decided to adopt just about each and every one of them. And one big one that they're going to do is they're going to start texting people. If you sign up with your cell phone number, they will send you a text when the power goes out. And that'll be kind of interesting. It's, that's the way that people communicate. So it makes sense for them to do that. Now,
here's my question. Mm-hmm. If they were entirely not to blame, which is exactly what they said, not our fault.
Yeah.
None of this stuff was us.
Yes.
Why are they then making all these changes? Gee, do you need to try to perfect perfection?
Well, you know what? If you're always striving to do better, then absolutely.
That's it. They're striving to do better.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
I just wonder when the first drunk text from NSP will come in at 3 a.m.
I got your power right here, lady.
Exactly. You're familiar, I'm sure, with Cardston, Alberta?
Yes.
Yes. Big time Mormon town. And they have just voted to maintain their ban on alcohol sales. It's been in place since Alberta first became a province. Residents voting overwhelmingly against a proposal in a plebiscite in the town on Monday. Let's see, they've been dry for 109 years. Now, of course, Mormons traditionally prohibit drinking coffee, tea, alcohol. They say Sundays are holy and then they should be about reflection, so everything shuts down. But there was concern that the town...
When does it shut down?
Sunday.
Okay. But Saturdays when they're ringing doorbells early in the morning and getting people out of bed? Because they seem to do that, I find.
Yeah. 3,500 residents, 80% of whom are Mormon. They voted no to the booze. Business is not too pleased with that because, I mean, that means if you go to a restaurant in that town, then you can't have a glass of wine with your dinner or a beer or whatever. And there was a lot of concern from the local business community that they were losing out on sales. And
so that's why whenever my family drove down to Montana in the summer when I was a kid, we didn't stay very long in Cardston. To say, look, son, there's Cardston. And there it goes.
So there you go. Cardston, Alberta, still dry. The Beaver Bank bunker, far from it.
Yeah, we're wet.
Big concert news. Guess who's coming back to town? The Tragically Hip.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
The Fully and Completely Tour hits Halifax April the 11th. And you're saying, hang on a second, Fully and Completely. Didn't they already do that tour? Isn't that already an album?
No, that's Fully Completely. Fully and Completely would probably be a greatest hits.
It's actually a reissue of Fully Completely. Oh. And yeah, so this tour is in honor of that. It's going to hit the Scotiabank Center Saturday, April the 11th. Tickets go on sale Saturday, October the 18th at 10 a.m. Prices starting at $37.50 all the way up to $100.
I've been saying this to the girls. You know how we talked about the game that we usually play? Well, I threw some Tragically Hip in there because I thought it was very important for Bronwyn to know and to learn about the Tragically Hip.
Yeah.
You can't be Canadian without knowing about that band, because as soon as you leave our borders, they're completely unknown.
Oh, God, yeah.
Completely unknown. And they're just this wonderful gem of a band that we have in Canada.
Yep.
They've got all the personality of Jim Morrison up there on stage, Gord Downie does, and their music is solid. And
they are a live band.
Oh.
You have to see them live. I mean, they're great on, I mean, the recordings are great, but the real topper is when you see them live.
And I ran into Gord Downie one time.
Oh, really?
In North End, Halifax, right by the pit.
Yeah.
There was a camera crew around there, and they were filming something on one side of the pit. And I couldn't tell what they were filming or what they were doing. And so daughter Heather and I, we were going for a walk because we lived in that area. And we went up the other side of the pit, and we saw this guy who looked incredibly like Gord Downie.
Yeah.
But I didn't know him well enough to say, like, excuse me, are you Gord Downie? And so I looked at him. And I said, so what are they doing down there? And he goes, I don't know, a documentary, something like that, I guess. And he looked enough like Gord Downie that I remember as we walked away, I said to Heather, I think that might have been Gord Downie, just to see if he would turn around and look. And he did.
And I
just kind of looked back at him, and then we just walked on our way. Well, about a month later, the video for his solo song.
Oh, yes.
What was that one called?
Oh.
Pascal Submarine. We played that on Q, remember?
Oh, okay.
I do know that Mike Clattenburg, the originator of the Trailer Park Boys, he directed that video.
Oh, okay.
And now it was filmed entirely in North End, Halifax, right there. So it was Gord Downie.
Oh, okay.
Just watching from a distance the filming of the
cool.
the video. At least I hope it was from a distance and we didn't just walk right up to him while they were...
right,
I was wondering why
set.
He was lip syncing a song, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, go see The Hip. Mm. Highly recommend them. That's a great show. I don't think anybody has ever walked away from a Tragically Hip concert saying, damn, I just didn't get my money's worth.
Yeah, exactly. And hats off to D&D staff today and tomorrow. It's the Metro United Way Day of Caring. And that's about 140 Canadian Armed Forces members and D&D employees. They go out into the community and help the Metro United Way with their Day of Caring. Now, they are sprinkled out throughout the HRM, doing everything from painting to cleaning up. They're doing some general cleaning and painting over at Veith House, the Ward 5 Community Center. They're helping clean up after some renovations there. They're going to be at the We Care Daycare Center and just a whole bunch of different charities that are going to benefit from this. So hats off to those members of the Canadian Armed Forces who are painting and cleaning up for the United Way Day of Caring. Hey, and just on the heels of World Animal Day, Halifax Regional Police have some new constables on the job. They presented constable badges to all of the dogs in their canine unit on the front steps of police headquarters day before yesterday. So they are now official badge-carrying members of Halifax Regional Police.
Cool.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. I think we've got four or five members of the canine unit. I mean, they do an incredible job, and they're just so darn cute, too.
Did you say Halifax Regional Police?
Yes.
It's Halifax Police now.
That's the first line of their press release. Halifax Regional Police is holding a presentation of constable badges to all dogs in its canine unit.
I thought it was Halifax Police because it was the police chief who said they've dropped the whole regional municipality thing.
Yes, they've dropped the regional municipality thing.
And
absolutely.
So they've got new badges that just say Halifax Police. They don't say Halifax Regional Police anymore. And that came from Chief Blay.
Mm-hmm.
He actually said that to me. So I think whoever made that press release should be fired.
All right.
Speaking of the Halifax Police, I do have to give a shout out to our own Constable Donnie Jenkins, because
yes.
He took me on a ride along. Not all that much happened, except for the fact that it was his last day on the force.
On the force.
Because
so cool.
Week after week, he would come into the radio station and see what we did for a living. And then he's come in here into our house, into the Beaver Bank Bunker, and he sees what we do here. But wow, I'm very honored. So Donnie, you are great, and you may be retired from the force, but you're not retired from this podcast.
We have a lot
of questions to ask of you, and we're giving you a little bit of time now, but we are going to have you back here in the Beaver Bank Bunker. You are a favorite. And we're going to be back in the Beaver Bank Bunker come Thursday.
Until then.